pages 4 and 5, Making Park Lane Better. The council started work on an exciting project this spring to improve the existing outdoor facilities at Park Lane Recreation Ground, as well as creating some new ones. Get fit outdoors. We have installed stainless steel, low-impact gym equipment at the site, which are free to use and designed for age 14 plus. Items include a health walker, rower, ski stepper, chest press, ladders, parallel bars and a vault bar. Stubbington Recreation Ground and St John's Park in Locks Heath also have outdoor gym equipment, which is very popular with residents. A new play area. Another big improvement to Park Lane is the children's play area. Installed in 1996, its location underneath the trees wasn't ideal. But not only has the new play area been completely refurbished, it's also been relocated. The new facility is now much larger than before and has more to offer, including a trampoline, teepee and large picnic area. Skate park. Designed by skaters, a new concrete skate park replaces the old metal skate ramps. It provides 13 features and can be used by skateboarders, BMX riders, scooters and skaters. The skate park has something for everyone, whether you're experienced or new to the sport. It has already been a massive hit with young people and is proving to be very popular. For more information about the vision for Park Lane Recreation Ground, including a site map of the other proposed improvements and a multi-use games area, visit www.fareham.gov.uk/Park Lane Vision. Recently refurbished, King George V play area is one of three play areas that have been completely refurbished in time for the school summer holidays. Children at Locks Heath Junior School helped us decide what new equipment should go in the play area. The facility now includes more equipment than before and is suitable for both toddlers and juniors. It also includes an inclusive roundabout suitable for wheelchair users, as well as more seating and picnic tables. We have upgraded Birchen Road play area, one of our oldest play areas, with several new pieces of equipment too. Abshot Road play area has also been refurbished and now includes an additional piece of equipment suitable for toddlers. The mini skate ramp has also been refurbished. Mini makeovers in time for the summer. We are in the final stages of giving mini makeovers to some of our tired looking play areas. Old equipment will be painted, missing items reinstated, safety surfacing improved, and fencing and seating areas will be painted in 20 of the borough's play areas. For a full list of the play areas being made over in time for the summer, please visit www.fareham.gov.uk/mini makeovers. Getting involved. We reviewed our 43 play areas last autumn, and from the feedback we received, we have identified a programme of play area refurbishments. Later this year, Stubbington Recreation Ground and Sedgensworth Play Area will be completely refurbished. Course Park Crescent play area will receive additional pieces of play equipment, and we will look at further improvements to Blackbrook Park play area. We have already made a start consulting with local residents about the proposed play area improvements and have joined up with Fareham Play Rangers on occasions. But if you haven't yet had a chance to get involved and would like to comment or even suggest items of equipment to include, please visit www.fareham.gov.uk.